So, for the people that are interested in massively multiplayer games, why choose Marvel Superhero Squad?
Well, first of all, it's the first Marvel MMO coming out. Superhero Squad Online is a reimagining in the Marvel Universe of all the Marvel Universes, and it's directed toward children, kids. But our game is family-friendly for all ages, and that would be one of the best reasons to try it out.
Okay, so there's a ton of characters, and you guys are online, and it's free, so you have the opportunity to add more. What are the things that you're looking to add specifically? If you could give us a little inside look, some of the things that you're looking to add as the game gets going.
Well, we use the Unity engine, so we're browser-based, so that's important to know that Mac, PC, doesn't matter, we're browser-based, you can find us online. It is free-to-play, and then we have microtrans and subscription options for those people who are looking for a little extra stuff. We can choose from over 5,000 of the Marvel characters in the Marvel Universe, and so we can go anywhere we want to. It can be obscure, it can be popular, and we're going to explore all of that. We'll be launching with dozens and dozens of characters to start, and we'll be adding new characters all the time because we're a live environment. Shortly after we launch, we look going into doing another area that will open up, which is, and so every couple months we'll be doing new areas and new sections, so we're always growing, always getting bigger and better.
Okay, how much do you know how much that's going to be?
I wish they told me things like that, but that hasn't been decided yet.
Okay.
It'll be on par with the other comparable games out there.
Okay. So are there any other games out there that you're looking to try and pattern this after, or just give us a little bit more information as far as, like, when you just jump into the game, what are some of the things that you can do?
We can do a lot of things, and that's what's brilliant about Superhero Squad Online, is you have social areas that you can communicate and emote and chat with other players in a physical sense, as well as canned responses and such. There's areas where you can go combat and go head-to-head with villains. There's also the areas where you can do player versus player and play in our card game battles. And also there's the living world. We have a very unique housing for player housing, which is unique because nobody else does what we do. We can decorate your rooms. It's the Helic area. It's a whole area, and all of your characters are live and running around and doing their own thing with their own AI.
Okay, I'm seeing that there's a lot of villains on the screen as well, so can you actually play as a villain and kind of take on good guys if you want?
We're not playable at villains yet, but as I say, we're doing lots of exciting things moving forward, and we're certainly exploring those possibilities.
Okay, so as far as leveling up your character, what is that like?
It's not like your typical grind of an RPG at all, because believe it or not, kids don't seem to care about that as much. But there are, as you play, you do get, you can unlock skills, you can unlock higher levels and things like that, so there are rewards, but it's not a hardcore grind where you have to hit each level to be able to play and enjoy the game.
Okay, last question. As far as the art design, it seems like it's patterned perfectly after the show. What went into that?
Oh, the art design is a wonderful experience, and we're talking about that in the panel today as well. And you can also go online to HeroUp.com, where we actually talk about our dev diaries, and we talk in depth about the art. We are modeled after Superhero Squad, which is a property in Marvel that you can see as cartoons on Cartoon Network. But a lot of thought went into, do we want it to look toyish? Do we want to make it look cartoonish? How do we want to go? How do we want to do the shading? There's an awful lot that goes into that, and then we came up with a world that's exciting to play and very true to the cartoon and very true to the universe.
Okay, thank you.